Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Mem Ches, and again, this week's daf Yomi Shiurim are sponsored by Badia and Eddie Jacobs, Leilu Nishbas, Dr. Chuck Feldman, a model of dedication to family, community, and Torah education, and we thank them for this week's sponsorship, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, we are on Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Mem Zayin Amid Beis, I heard we'll start from the Mishnah Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Ezeu Bechor L'Nachla. Who is a Bechor L'Nachla? As we had at the beginning of the Perek, we have the four categories. There are some Bechorim that are Bechor for all purposes, for no purposes, for one or for the other. So which is a Bechor L'Nachla Ula Kohen? Who is a Bechor for both? So obviously, a regular case. A firstborn, first child, regular birth, so that's no Chiddush. That's not a Chiddush. That's why that's not listed in the Mishnah. But what are the cases of Chidushim? Ezeu Bechor L'Nachla Ula Kohen. Hamapelas Shvir Malimayim. If a woman has a miscarriage, and all she has is what comes out is a sack full of water, male dam or blood, male geninim, or full of colors. Any of those are not considered a birth. So the baby that comes out after that is considered the bechor for all purposes. Hamapelas kimindagim v'chagavim shkatzim or masim. Somebody, if a woman miscarries in the form of a fish, the shape of a fish comes out, dagim chagavim, shkatzim or masim, or other types of insects. Hamapelas liyom arboim. Or if a woman miscarries on day 40, and there wasn't 40 days from fertilization, that also is considered in halacha maya ba'alma, and therefore one the next baby boy born is considered a bechor l'nachla ula rechem, meaning ula kohen. Haba acharei bechor l'nachla ula kohen. Fine. Stop there for a minute. 40 days, as the Mishnah mentions, usually sounds like that it is a significant time period stage in the development of a fetus. But regarding this halacha, including this halacha, meaning if it's after day 40, that's considered a miscarriage, and therefore the following baby is not called a bechor. Mashekid, if it was before 40, what about for Shabbos? What about for Bimachal Shabbos for an Ubar, or Bimachal Shabbos for an Ubar before 40 days? So Bimachal Shabbos for an Ubar, that is clear. The Rosh in Yuma quotes two opinions in Perek Ches, because of a Ramban, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Ramban quotes, Mashavi Divrei, this is the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, where he talks a lot about these halachas. So Ramban there, the Rosh quotes it here, quotes the Bahag, who says, Demishum sakanas vlad lechudei mechalin afil lekal mechash ledida. The Bahag holds that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a fetus on Shabbos, even if there is, if you know vadai, that there is zero danger to the mother. Pure chil Shabbos for a fetus on Shabbos is mutter. And that's what we're going to learn. Beth Hashem in Erechin, Ha'isha sheyashra l'mashper, a woman on the birthing stool, v'mesa b'Shabbos, mevi'en sakin, v'kara kreso, mazidah tavlad. If a woman dies in childbirth and you got to get the baby out, you're mechal Shabbos. So you see that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos just for a newborn. The mother's dead already. So you see from there, says the Bahag, that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos purely for an ubar. So the Gemara, that is day number one. Kamash Mon Das Tzvigam Machal and Shabbos V'Chulu V'Ika De Sfirale. Then the Rosh quotes. There are others that hold the Ein Machal and Mishim Nefalim El Uber Sheirichach Shasha De Misa Didahi. You don't have to be Machal Shabbos for an Uber per se. It's only because most cases where there's a danger to the fetus is also a danger to the mother. That's why you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos. Shekala Apelos Becheska Sakanehi. Because all Mapelos, all women having a baby. It's in a category of sakana. And then the Rush says, I don't even know what this machlokas is about. Because it's obvious that every case that's going to be a danger to the baby is going to be a danger to the mother also. So lo mishkacha sakanas ubar, below sakanas ubra. Below sakanas ubra, below sakanas ubar. Da'ama pelas b'cheska sakanahi v'chulu. See, but the Rush doesn't think it's just a non-issue, because every case is a sakana for the mother anyway. What about that case where the mother already died? If you say it's only you're only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a sakana for the mother, but not just for the Uber, what about the case where the mother already died, you're still allowed to be Mechal El Shabbos? The answer is, once the mother died, it's not called an Uber anymore. Says the Rush, the baby now has an independent existence. It's not called an Uber anymore, and therefore one would allow to be Mechal El Shabbos for that. That is the Rosh and Yuma by a regular Ubar. The Rosh there does not talk about the next step. What about an Ubar within 40 days? What about an Ubar within 40 days? It's, that's Mefurish. That's the Shmir Shabbos quotes it in Perek in the new Mishnah, in the new Shmir Shabbos. Lamed Vav Beis, that one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for an Ubar even less than 40 days. What's the Svara for that? Why would you be able to be Mechal Shabbos for less than 40 days? So that is, we mentioned in a Parsha Shir a couple of years ago, there are a number of sources in the Meseches Yuma. What is the source for Chilul Shabbos? That you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. What is the source for that? Right, that is the Yuma Pehama Beis. Quotes five or six sources. Two of them that are quoted, Lamaskana, the one that's quoted Lamaskana, Shmuel says, is V'chai Bohem, V'losha Yamas Bohem. And therefore, you have to live in mitzvahs. Therefore, even for even though you have to be Mechal Shabbos once, one is still allowed to. V'chai Bohem. But the other source is Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos Osharbe. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos once in order to be able to be Shomer many Shabbosos in the future. And therefore, both reasons, Lamaskana, are quoted by the Poskim. And the Minchas Asher in Simen Samach in Parshas Kisisa quotes six nafkamina that cut based on these two sources. The first one there is our case. Being Mechal Shabbos for an Ubar, especially an Ubar before 40 days. You wouldn't apply V'chai Bohem below Shei Yamas Bohem there, because the Ubar is not alive yet. Before 40 days is not V'chai Bohem. Masha'enken, if you say the reason of Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmar, Shabbos Osharbe, then even if it's nothing now, but if it's all about potential, so then one would be Mechal Shabbos, even just for potential. Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmar, Shabbos Osharbe. Or the other fascinating nafgamina he quotes, number two, is the Tosas about Metzia Daf Kuf Yudalid, where the Gemara discusses that Elio Anavi was Metami himself for the Ben Atzarfit, right, when he did Tchias HaMesim, even though he was a Kohen. A Kohen is allowed to be Metami himself Lames. So he asked Tosas, how did Elio do it? So discusses there, maybe he knew he would become alive again, but said the Minchas Asher, Elanira Pashit, Derach Mitam Chalel Alav Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmar, Shabbos Asharbe, Huter Lavo Isser, Kadeh Lahach Yoses Ames. Right, if you would be a future guy, this type of Svara would also apply to somebody who's dead already. Right, and not only in the case of somebody who's not alive yet, right, less than 40 days, but even somebody who's dead already. Number two, other examples given, what if there is someone who is in spiritual danger? Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for to save a neshama, not to save a guf? So that also might depend on these two svaras. That's what the Menachas Asher quotes. That's also a Ramah quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Vav. Okay, either way, but this is all related to the 40 days limit that's quoted here in the Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah. Yotzei Dofen. Somebody's a cesarean. Cesarean, my oldest is born cesarean section. So what's his halacha regarding Bechor? V'haba acharav. What about the one that comes after? If there was a boy born after a cesarean section. So you got to talk about each one. So the Tanakhama holds Shnehen, Aiden Bechor, Lolanach, Lolokoin. They're both out. Both cesarean and the one after are both out. They don't have any halachas of Bechor, according to the Tanakhama. The Gemara will explain why. Reb Shimon Omer, no, Reb Shimon says, Harishon L'Nachla, they each have one. Harishon L'Nachla, the first one is Nachla, the first one is Rashis Ono, and the second one is Peter Rechem. Vasheni L'Cham Yisloim, as we said on the first day of the Perek, the Bechora, the Nachla, goes by the father, Rashis Ono, and the Pidyon HaBen, Lekohen, goes by the mother, goes by Peter Rechem. So each one of them is split here. So the Gemara says, now explaining, what does the Tanakhama hold? Rishon l'nachla lo, the first one is not a Bechor l'nachla. Why? V'yoldu lo pe'inun. You don't only need Rashis Ono, you need a Leda. And this is not called a Leda. And that's why he's out. L'chamesh slam nami lo, Peter Rechem pe'inun. And also, the first one is not Peter Rechem, so that's more obvious. And therefore, he does not have that status. Sheni l'nachla lo, the second one is not l'nachla, because Rashis Ono be'inun, and the first one was Rashis Ono. You don't only need Rashis Ono, you need Rashis Ono and Leda. That's why the first one was out, but this one's also not Rashis Ono. L'chamesh slam nami lo, kesavar. Why can't the second one be? The second one was first Peter Rechem. Right, the first one to come out, Derek Rechem. So no, why? Kasavar bechar lo davar echad lo havi bechar. You can't be a Bechor purely in one regard. Can't be a Bechor just for Pidyon HaBen. If you don't have any other halacha of Bechor, then that status evaporates. Right? You have to have be a Bechor for more than one halachic issue. That is the Tanakhama Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harishon L'Nachla V'Hashenu L'Chamishlam. He says, no, it splits. The first one is a Bechor L'Nachla because that's Reish's own. You don't need a Leida. Or this is a Leida. And the second one is Peter Rechem. Rabbi Shimon L'Tamei D'Amar Teled L'Rabos Yotzei Dofen. Where he says Teled, extra word to include Yotzei Dofen, which means he acknowledges that it's a Chiddush, but he has an inclusion. He has an extra. Bechor Asher Teled Yokim Al Shem Achiv. Right? V'Hasheni L'Chamish. So that might be the other pasuk by Bechor. Vasheni lechamishlam kesavah Bechor l'devrechad halei Bechor. Right, what's that machlokas about? Whether the status of Bechor lepidyon haben could it stand on its own? Whether it's independent? Whether you could separate it from the other elements of Bechor? Interesting. How do you look at all these halachas? Does it flow? Obviously, it does not flow from the same source, but it might be connected. As we'll talk more about in a Beth Hashem, a couple of minutes. Okay, now we get on to today's daf. Bechoris Ben Ches. By the way, I hope you enjoyed yesterday. We didn't get to talk about it. At the bottom of Oman Aleph on yesterday's daf was about a Leviya Shenivela Lepasola and a Kohanet Shenivela Lepasola. A Leviya, you know, keeps some of her status. A Kohanet does not. Right? That's what we mentioned a few times. The Meshech Chachman talks of Bishalach that uses that to explain why Kitcha Rishona, Kitcha Lashaita, and the Kedusha Rishona was easier to lose because the greater they are, the harder they fall. The Meshech Chachma explained that the more Kedusha there is, it's like the bigger balloon there is when you pop it, the louder sound that it makes. Right? That's what the related to that Nivel al-Pasola. Okay, Od Chazon la-Moed, as it said. Okay, says the Mishnah in Bechoras Daf Memches. Mi Shelo Bechra Ishto. A woman who did not, a husband whose wife did not have a firstborn yet. The Yolda Shnei Zacharim. And his wife has twin boys. No saying, hey, slime the Kohen. So he has to give five slime to the Kohen because he definitely has a Bechor here, even though he doesn't know which one, because he doesn't know which one came out first. He's chayef, five slime to the Kohen, he'll have in mind, whichever one is supposed to be nifte, will be nifte. Meis echan mehen betoch shloshim yom. What if one of them died within 30 days? One of them never reached the level, the stage, where there was a chiyuv in pidyon haben. So then what's the halacha? Ha'av pater, the father's pater. Why? Because if the Kohen comes and says, please give me a pidyon haben, the father will say, well, the Bechor died. This one that's left alive is not a Bechor. And therefore, Hamosi Mechavei Rolav Araya. Savi Bechor is Pater. Next, Mei Sa'av V'Habanim Kayamim. What if the father died and the children are still alive? Is this before or after 30 days? That's going to be a question in the Gemara. But if the father died and the children are alive, machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer, imnasnu ad shelo chilku. If they paid the Kohen before they split up the estate, nasnu, fine, what they did, they did. Sounds like a lashon b'di'evet. It might even be lachan chila. This is what they're supposed to do. But either way, what they did, they did. V'im la faturin. Rabbi Meir Shita is, if the estate was already split up, then the kids or the boys are pater. Boys are pater. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, he says, no. It's chayiv and nechassim. What are you talking about? Once the nechassim are meshubed and chayiv, so then, even if it's split up already, the property has a lien on it, and you have to give it to the Kohen. What's that machlokas about? What's the lundis? The Gemara will talk about it. Just the next line, and then we'll, there's a lot to talk about on this Mishnah. Zacharuna keva. What if a man has twins, but one boy, one girl, and he doesn't know which came out first? Ein kalin kohen klum. And the Kohen does not get anything. Okay, very important. We should have started this eighth parak with this yisod, but we'll mention it now. You can't learn the eighth parak without this yisod, the yisod of the Achronim. And that is, why is it, obvious question, why is it that if there's a Safik Bechor, then the father has to do nothing? Fine, there's a Dine Mamanis part you have to give to the Kohen, but isn't there a status of the son? After all, we call it Pidyon HaBen. There's some status to this child that you have to do something to. So just because it's a suffix, isn't there like a suffix isser element here that one has to be worried about? That's the question of many achronim. I read it to you from Rav Shimon Shkap. Rav Shimon Shkap in Shara Yosher and Shara Hey, Parachaf Hey, he asks this question. Why do we say in all these cases of suffix, Pidyon HaBen, Pater, Hamotzi Mechaver Lev Araya, you should have to do something. So why is that? So he says, what you have to say is that by Pidyon HaBen, there are two elements. There are two elements, but they're connected elements. There's a chiyuv mamoni to the Kohen, and there is a chiyuv, he doesn't call it iser, the son is an aser bahana'a, right? You're allowed to get a hana'a, you're allowed to kiss and hug this baby before 30 days, you're allowed to get hana'a from him, but that second element, however you define it, is subject to the chiyuv mamon. And once there is no more chiyuv mamon, then that other element dissipates as well. Because if it still exists separately, then you'd have to do something in the case of suffix. What you have to say is that there is the second element, but it is connected to the first one. V'nir lani es daiti. Devadei muchach mizeh. De mitzvah pidyon ha-ben eino rak mitzvah matnas kuhuna l'chud. Kishar matanas kuhuna. Sha mitzvah ben urak lahashiv mamon l'kohanim. Kechol mitzvah tashlumi mamon l'balayim. Ela. Sha milvad kriyas ha-kesef. Chamesh slayim, tzivzatar, liftot as abachor. Masha yeshbo, eze inyan, kedushas bechora. There's some type of status. Avshalo gilsal on a Torah, shum din, bibachor adam, sheyehe eze hevdel ban haga mikodim shenifta, ava achar pedia. Even though the Torah doesn't tell us any difference in halacha between how we treat this boy before or after 30 days. So we don't have any nafkamina, but aval kivun dechsiv b'Torah b'lashon pidyon. But the fact that the Torah uses the lashon in Parshas Korach of pidyon, muchrach shehainyan shekenu, it must be true. Shal yidei pidyon nase eze inyan chadosh beben habachor shehakesef podehu umechadish bo eze inyan shel histalkus kedusha eze shetiya. There's something that happens. Shkafigli, like we mentioned, the Sfarno and the Reb Yaakov on the when we started the parak. But either way, he says you have to say that exists, and that is why. Let's say you have somebody, a boy who is a Suffolk Kohen, Suffolk Yisrael, the Gemara even talks about that he has to set aside money and not give it to the Kohen. What does he set aside money for? Because there is a chiyuv there, but he can keep it himself. Possibly, but he still has to do something because the chiyuv still exists. But either way, he says from Puzi from other rise as well. Vade muchach da mitzvah shal pedia mitzvah talui bedin mamon vehecha de leka chiyuv mamon machma safek leka mitzvah pedia. So they're connected, but they are two elements, but they are connected. That is the Shar Yosher. Rav Shimon Shkab. Rav Asher Weiss also, second one of the day, talks about this in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas Korach, whereas he talks about there are two different psukim. Why do you need two psukim for a pidyon haben? One in Parshas Shmos, Bechor Banecha Titein Li, and one in Korach, Ach Pado Tiftes Bechor HaAdam. What do you need two psukim for? See, he says, maybe because there are two elements. The two psukim are for the two elements of pidyon haben. V'nira b'zeh al pi mash yish lach kor b'chol ikar mitzvah zu. Hayim yish ba geder pidyon mamish, o shema ein ba'ela mitzvahs nesinas matan al kohen. Right, which is it? Which is it? Is there a mitzvah or is it just a chiyuv mamon? So he says, maybe, I'll mention this now, I was going to mention it later, but maybe there are both elements. That's why you have two psukim. And also, this might help explain a shita of the Ramah. It's a very challenging to understand shita of the Ramah. The Ramah says in Shinhei Sif Yud, I didn't break it, but the Ramah says, quoting the Rivash, you can't do pidyon haben through a shliach. No shlichus by pidyon haben. And all the achronim ask, the gra there asks, why? Why not? You can make a shlichus for a mila, except according to the Shach, right? You can do shlichus for every mitzvah. So why can't you do shlichus for pidyon haben? The gra there argues on the Ramah. B'chol makam shlichus olam kamoso. V'lamo yahani shlichus b'mitzvah zu. Why? Why can't you do it through a shliach? So he said, maybe the focus is, if it's a pure chiyuv mamon, then of course you can do it through a shliach. But if this is an added element of mitzvah, iser, whatever you call it, kedusha on the son, so maybe there's a specific mitzvah, on the father, to do that to his son. And it's not transferable. It's like a chovas aguf. It's like chovas aguf. It's not transferable, even if you want to say that mila is transferable, according to 99% of the poskim. But this might not be transferable. There's more here in Simon Lamed Hey in the Minchas Asher, but feel free. The other element that I wanted to mention related to this is what I just mentioned, and that is this Mishnah is talking about the father does it, the sons do it. Who is the mitzvah pidyon haben on? Who's the mitzvah on? Mitzvah on the father or mitzvah on the son? Right? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim. If the child gets older and the father's not doing it, then he obviously has a chiyuv to do it himself. He's going to do it himself. Mila. It's a chiv on the father, but then that transfers to the son. Says the Rashba. It's an important shuv of the Rashba. In Chelek, Beis, Shimon, Shin, Chaf, Aleph. Reuven, Bechor, Yaakov. This week's parsha. I think he's just making up the names, but Reuven's Bechor of Yaakov. Velo Pidao Aviv Vehigdil. Reuven never had an opinion on Ben, and now he's older. Va'adain Yaakov Kayim, his father's still around. Uba Achshav Reuven Leftos Azatzmo, Velo Inichal Aviv. V'yamar Shu Yiftenu, Shizum Mitzazav Ala Ben. Let's say there's a father who didn't know the halacha, and all of a sudden now the kid's 15 years old, and he tells his father, you know what, by the way, I'm going to do my own pidyon haben today, which you never did for me. And the father's like, really? I want to do pidyon haben. I never knew about that. And they come to the Rashba, and they say, who gets adifus? The son says, I want to do pidyon haben. The father says, I want to give it to the Kohen. So who gives the high slime? The son says, Dad, you don't have the mitzvah anymore. Now it's only my mitzvah. So, and you, the questioner to the Rashba, I guess a certain rabbi asked the question to the Rashba, says, you're misupik, and you said, maybe, have them both give five slayim, so they'll both be covered, and then the Kohen will give back five slayim, and they'll split it amongst themselves. Right, that way you'll, whoever does the mitzvah will be covered. Said the Rashba, sorry, I don't agree with that. Tshuva. Nirin liadvarim pshutin, shalopakas chus ha'av la'olam. The mitzvah opinion of Ben never leaves the father. Ever. V'imba liftos pode. Afilu higdil haben. Even if the son gets 13, it's still the father's mitzvah, says the Rashba. She mitzvahs haben ala'av. Umi sheba haben l'chal shalushim yom chal chiyev pidyono ala'av. Ela shim lo ratzo ha'av liftos. V'yish lo nechasim laben. O shim mesav haben chayev liftos es atzmo. But, says the Rashba, hagas b'cha. Think about it. When would the schus of the av be paka? Ve'imus paka shibud ha'pidyo min achas v'chal ha'ben. V'chinot not a Torah zman l'chiyuv shalav. Did the Torah limit it? No. Even if he was higdil, even if he has the chasim, there's a shibud nechasim. How do I know there's a shibud nechasim on the father's property because it's the father's mitzvah? Our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's language. What's Rabbi Yehuda's language right here? Nischaivu nechasim. Says the Rashba, you see from the mafurish. It's a chiyuv on the father. Even the father, he says, "Mi uim ratza haben liftos es atzmo bein yesh nechasim la bein ein lo padui v'chalakodim bepidyono zacha." Right? If the son wants to do it himself, it works. V'chalakodim bepidyono zacha umavarech al pidyono. She mitzvah mutalas al shnehem. Mi uim mistaver she ha'av kodem. She mitzvah haben alav. That is the shita of the Rashba. That's the shita of many Rishonim. That is always on the father. What happens, we'll finish and then we'll continue. What happens if Rahman al-Islam, the father, dies? So is it better to wait for the son to become a gadol and he'll do it himself? Or should Bezdin do it? Should Bezdin do it? That is a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. In Yoredei and Simin Shinhei. And the Ramah himself weighs in on the issue. The Ramah says that one should wait, and one should put a Tas Shel Kesef. Put a note in silver around the child's neck that says a note, my name is so-and-so and my father died and I never did pidyon haben, and when I become 13, I need to do pidyon haben to myself. See, ever hear of this? Putting a note about the son? I saw in the Ma'oris Hadaf, quotes a story from the Torah, one of the stories of Shmuel Salant. Well, it's a lot of stories. So he lived before 100 plus years ago. So he says that there was a story. There was this boy named Avraham Chananya, whose father died before he had pidyon haben, before he had a bris, I guess within the first week. So he was named after his father. Avraham Chananya ben Chananya, about 100 years ago. And he was an orphan. And Rabbi Shmuel Salat instructed his mother to take care to put a silver plate on him, I guess like a necklace, and he should not take it off until he gets pidyon haben. And he told the sofer to write on a nice sheet of paper in golden letters. I have it in here in English. And you should remember, this page will remind me, Avram Chananya ben Chananya from Zichron Tuvia Yerushalayim, that I am a firstborn to my mother, Yenta Rachel, and I have yet to be redeemed. I was born in Sivan 5666. About 100 years ago, and when I shall become bar mitzvah, I shall perform the mitzvah of redeeming the firstborn. And may it be his will that the Kohen who will receive my pidyon will be the Kohen Gadol who will serve in the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt speedily in our days. Amen. That's what it said on the Tas. It's Mamash Ramah. And it says there that the story goes that he went in front of 10 Kohanim and announced that this is, you should remember it, and by the bar mitzvah there was only one Kohen left. By his memory, so 13 years later, there was one of those 10 Kohanim left to perform the pidyon habenuth. Either way, this is from Toras Rabbeinu Shmuel Salant, page 345. You have the story. You have the story of Avraham Chananya ben Chananya, right here. Okay, either way, but that has to do with who the chiv is on. If the father died, is it better to wait or for Bezin to do it? Okay, we continue. There's a lot of Shas topics on Bechoris, Memzayin, Memches. They're important doctrine. Viter, yeah.
Then
chelik of kedusha, right? If you say there's some type of kedusha, there's no problem to wait, right? There is no halach. Rav Shmishkov himself said that there's no halacha that comes out of the fact that the kid is quote unquote kadosh asur chalos status beforehand, except they have to redeem him. That's the only nafkamina that we have. He's not asur to do any malacha for you. He has the mitzvah of kibud av aim.
So after 30, it's just a matter of his reason.
Right, it's the mitzvah is there. Right, it's the reason, but there has to be. Rav Shmishkov says there has to be something because there's a lashon of pidyon, and whenever there's a lashon of pidyon, there's a status change. So that's why he says he has to be something, even though we don't really know exactly how to define it. Okay, says the Gemara now. Demis ha'av emas. When did the father die? In this case of machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, the father died. Then Rabbi Meir says, if the stuff is not split up yet, fine, give. If not, if it's split up already, they're potter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no way. Even if it's split up, then you have to give it. So first possibility. Demis ha'av emas. Ilema demis la'achar lamed yom. If he died after 30 days. So, Baham Rabbi Meir, would Rabbi Meir say in this case, Kichilku Paturin? If after 30 days the father died, would Rabbi Meir say in that case they're putter if they split it up? Why? For Ishtabdin Lahul Nechasai. There's a Sheba Nechasim on the property of the father. And he was chayef to give 5 shlom from his property at the 30-day mark, and therefore he should still have to give it, even if it was split up already. So, Ella, it must be not the mispatoch shlamed yom. So it must be the father died before 30 days. So, Maishna, if that's true then we have a question. So, Maishna, so what's the svar for Rabbi Meir? Maishna ki chalku, if after they split it up, Rabbi Meir says, Pater, why? Da azo lagabe hayumadchile, he'll go because the coin could go to one of them, and the guy could push him off and say, well, I'm not the coin. Da azo lagabe hayumadchile, and go to the other one and say, I'm not the coin. Right? So in those cases, patur, so kilo chilkonamis, even if he didn't split it up. What difference should it make? If the father died before 30 days, so there was never a chiv on the nechasim, so Rameir should say always patur, even if it was not split up. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, the fact that you don't say that means zosomeres, shnei Yosef. What's our case? Our case is where when they're together, you're going to be chayiv as long as you didn't split it up yet. So now we're about to have a parallel case where they're split up and there's going to be a chayiv when they're together afterwards. So it's the same case, but it's just opposite. What's the case? Remember the days of before last names, right? In a town, you went by your father's name. There are 2 Yosef ben Shimons in one city. And somebody comes to court and says, here, look, Yosef ben Shimon owes me $1 million. And the court says, okay, let's go. So they go to one Yosef ben Shimon. Yosef ben Shimon says, it's not me, it's the other guy. It's the other Yosef ben Shimon. And the other Yosef ben Shimon says, no, it's the other guy. So in that case, they're putter, because I'm Yosef ben Shimon. But what happens if a month later, these 2 Yosef ben Shimons become partners and they buy a field together? So in that case, there's a machlokes, but the halacha is, the Gemara says, according to one opinion at least, v'lachu sada b'shutfis, they bought a field of partnership, balchov gove osa mehem. The Balchov can then go collect from this field, because you know what? Mimanavshach, it's a magiali. To Amale, he says to them, Ibidi dach masikna. So if it's you, he talks to one of them, if it's you that I borrowed, that I lent money to, manta di dach hashakilna, I'm taking your portion. Vibachabrach masikna, and if your friend is the one, manta di chavercha kol shakilna. So therefore I'm taking from you. Period. So Rabbi Yirmiya says that's the svar for Rabbi Meir. Just like the opinion says that when they're together at the end, you could collect from there. Here too, you're together at the beginning, the Kohen could say, well, one of you is a Bechar, and I'm taken from one of you. Therefore, if the father dies again, what's this ukimta? Before 30 days, and it's not split up yet, Rabbi Meir says the Kohen could take. Period. Omar, yeah? The creditor could take, in which case? In the case of Yosef ben Shimon, he could only take, in the case where it's together, only up till half? No. Why?
Let's say it was Avram and Yitzchak.
It was Avram and...
So he only has Shibud on Avram, it's not...
But it's all this field they bought Peshutfis. So everything I take is from the half that's owed to me from one guy. They're saying this gets into issues of Brera, which we'll talk about soon. But let's say he's owed 100, and each one has 500. So he's saying, I'm not taking half from you and half from him. I'm taking all from this half. I'm taking 100 from this guy.
Okay, but if his field is only worth 100.
What?
If the field's only worth 100, he can only take 50, right?
If it's only worth 100, meaning he has to leave half of the other guy. Okay, So if there's a maximum, if it doesn't cover, if the field doesn't cover the credits, then you might be able to take up to, you'll be able to take up to, right? You're not able to take only half the what's owed, you're allowed to take up to half of the property. That's what you mean. Yeah. L'chora. So the Gemara says, okay, Vayter. Amar Rava. Rava says, I don't like this suggestion. What are we saying now? If it's together, if the property's together, then he could collect. But if it's separated, then you can't go, each guy can say, tough luck on you. So Amar Rava, Michti, let's see for a minute. Nichsay debar inish inun arvin bay. The property of a person are really his co-signers in halacha. They're the arev. They're the co-signers of a person. Just like a person can co-sign for me, my property is my co-signer. Mi ikamidi to l'didei lo matzi tavalei l'arev matzi tavalei. Do you ever have a case where if you go to the person, you're not going to be able to collect? But if you go to the arev, you will be able to collect? But none. The Mishnah says, the end of Baba Basra, Hamal ves chaveira aide arev, if somebody lends their friend and there's an arev involved, a third party, lo yifram in arev. You cannot go straight to the arev. V'kaimelon, what does that mean? Lo yifram in arev tchila. You got to first go to the person and then go to the arev. So here, says Rava, you have to go to the person first, before his property. And if the person will be able to say, tough luck, hamozim echaveira lava raya, so how can you go then to his property and collect? So Rava says, I do not agree with this suggestion that it was from before 30 days. That's why we have to give a different ukimta, which we're going to have in a minute. This line of inun, a person's property is arev, is quoted in Baba Basra. We had it, but it's also used by the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, famous shita. We're going to make it famous right now. We haven't had it in a very long time. It's quoted in the Rosh and the Ran and Ksubis in the ninth parak, where the Gemara talks about there the din of Shmuel. Hamoker Shtarchov. What's that case? Somebody owes me 100, let's do shekel this time. Somebody owes me 100 shekel. And I sell you the rights of collection. I sell you the shtar. So you're not going to pay me 100 shekel for the shtar because there's a good chance that the guy won't pay me back. So you'll pay me 80. You'll pay me 80 shkalim on the chance that hopefully that you're going to collect. I sell you that shtar. And then you know what I do? I go to the original creditor and I say, I'm mochel you. You don't have to pay me. Oive. Right? So what happens now? I just caused the guy a loss. Maybe that's garmi. We discussed that a couple of weeks ago in a daf be'i and shir. But I just caused him a loss. Shmuel says, putter. Mochel shachal l'chaveiro u'machlo mochel. You're not a great tzaddik. You're not going to get shlishi, but, you know, that's, it works. Why does it work? Why does it work? So, the Rambam says, Mechir Ashtaris is only Durabanan. You can't sell a star on a Daraisa level. Me Daraisa still belongs to the original guy. So you can be Mochel. You can only sell on a Durabanan level. That's the Shita of Rambam. It gets into the sugi of Osios Niknos Bimisira. That's in Rambam Shita. But the Ran and the Rosh Kol, Rabbeinu Tam saying, no, Lundis. Brisker Lundis. Says Rabbeinu Tam, I'm reading for the Ran. Pay Daladam and Bezing Subis. Says the Ran, Mocher Shtarchov, Afal Pisha Mechirasa Mi Doraisa. I think it's Doraisa. Rabbeinu Tam says you can still be Mochel. Right? The Rambam says the only reason you can be Mochel, even though it belongs to the other guy now, is because you can only sell it on a Durabanan level. Rabbeinu Tam says no, you can sell it Doraisa. But you can still be Mochel. Why? Lefi Sheshne Shibudim Yesh Lalamal Baal Alove. There are two shibudim. Whenever you lend money, there are two shibudim that kick in halacha. Shibud gufo shelove, shehu mechuyev lefroa. One is shibud aguf. I, personally, my guf, my essence, is meshubit to the person. Vehu ikir hashibud, number one. And number two, shibud anachasav. My property is leaned. Imhu lo yifra, midin arev. Kidam rina, nar gemara, nechsoi, debar inish, inan arvin bay. There it is. Right, that line's quoted in Baba Basra and here. And v'shibar aguf sheish lamava alalove la bar mechiruhu. What is sellable? Only the shibar nechasim. On daraisa, you can even sell shibar nechasim daraisa, but you can't sell the shibar aguf. says Rabbi Natam, so you know what happens then? Once a mochel on the Shibur HaGuf, Shibur Nechasim is paka. A Shibur Nechasim cannot exist without being anchored with a Shibur HaGuf. So the second that the Shibur HaGuf dissipates and disappears, no more Shibur Nechasim. Right, we feel very bad for the guy, but this is how it works. Eino nimkar ela shibur nechasim bilvad. V'yavo v'yishino nimkar lo paka. Avo ki chazar umachlo paka shibur haguf umemei lo paka shibur nechasim she'eino ela midin arev. Eilu divrei Rabbeinu Tam, who argues on the Rambam and the Rif, who both say that Mechir Shtaris is only Zerabana. But either way, Rabbeinu Tam uses this yisod of our Gemara in terms of for Arevus in explaining his important chiddush of Shibur Nechasim and Shibur HaGuf. Okay. Again, Achronim talk all about the Arevus Tam, the Ksos, and others, but we will continue now. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Ella Amar Rava, six lines up from the bottom. So Rava says, I have to give a different shot to the Gemara. What's the case of Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? La Olam Shemayis La'achar Lamed Yom. Really, the father died after 30 days. Really? If he died after 30 days, so isn't his property Meshubid? If there's a lot of property, then for sure, he'll have to pay back. He'll have to pay back, because the property was already Meshubid. Bizman, the father, had the Chiyuv. But Vahach, Abimai, Askinon, what are we talking about? Could go into Lekha Elachame Slime. There's only five slime that the father left. Right? He gave away all his achasim beforehand, or he was poor. He only had five slime left. And five assumptions. Here we go. Utakuli Alma, and everybody agrees. As Ludra Vasi. Both their mayor and Rabbi agree with Ravasi. Damar Ravasi. Ravasi held. Ha'achin Shechilku. Mechsa Yarshin. Mechsa Lekuchos. Brothers that split up an estate were not sure how they should be viewed. Rashi here quotes the Sugya of Breira. So Yebrera, which is the major topic of items that events that occur in the future, do we see the roots of those events in the past? We always like to say that there are three sugyas that overlap with each other: Brera, Asmachta, and Tanai. All of those have to do with future impacting past. Those three. My Rebbe Rosenzweig always put those three together. So says the Rashi here. When brothers split up an estate, are they like buying each part from each other? Or do we say that, no, once they get each part, it's as if the father gave it directly to them? We don't know. We're misupics. You know what? We say half and half. Half we'll consider like buyers, and half we'll consider like it was always theirs. Mechsa, Yarshin, Mechsa, Lekuchos. So everybody agrees, Ravasi, to Ravasi, that it's half and half. So each brother got 2.5 slime. Half of that 2.5, 1.25 of each, is considered bought, and 1.25 is considered yorish. Udikuli Alma, and everybody agrees. Milva ksuvi b'Torah, lav ksuvi b'shtar damya. And everybody agrees to the other principle. Milva ksuvi b'Torah. What does that mean? Just on the surface, it means an obligation that you wouldn't have known based on pure logic. It's an obligation that the Torah is mechadesh. For example, pidyon haben. Is it logical that a firstborn should have to pay 5 slum to a kohen? No. It's a chiddush haTorah. So that's called a milveh haksuva b'Torah. So is that, how strong of an obligation is that? So the Gemara says, everybody, that's a machlokas, but the Gemara says that everybody in our mission is agreeing, it's not as strong as a milveh b'shtar. It's like a milveh al peh. Right, so it's not as collectible. And Udukuli Alma Islahu to Rapapa. And everybody in the Mishnah also agrees to Rapapa. Dumb Rapapa, Rapapa holds Milval Peh, Govimen Ayorshamina Govimen Alakuchos. A Milval Peh, which this has the status of a Milval Peh, according to what we just said, right, a Milveh that was not recorded, can only be collected from Yorshim and not from buyers. Why not? What's the reason you can't collect the Milveh from buyers? That's a takana d'rabbanan. Because if I buy property and then somebody comes and says, well, that was lenient to me beforehand, how was I supposed to know about it? If it was recorded, if there was a shtar, we say yesh lo kol. But if it wasn't recorded, I have no idea. So that's what we say. It's eino govim min alakuchos. So everybody agrees to all of that. What's the machlokas in the Mishnah? Think about it. What's that? The guy only yarshins was marish 5 slime to his kids. And he each got 2.5, and out of that 2.5, only 1.25 is collectible for Pidyon HaBen. Right? Because it's half Lekuchos, and that's considered a Milveh Alpeh, and that's not Meshubid. Eino Goveh Min HaLekuchos. So, what's the Machlokas about? The Hacha B'Chamesh V'lo B'Chatzi Chamesh Kamiflagi. The Machlokas is Chamesh Slime a package? Do you have to give 5? Is there any mitzvah to give less than 5? So that's the machlokas. The Rabbi Meir savar chamesh v'lo chatzi chamesh, and therefore you know what? Once they split it up, the chiyuv dissipates. No chiyuv. Rabbi Yehuda savar chamesh afilu chatzi chamesh. No, even half, even less than five is good enough according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says nechasim becheskas nechasim be. What's his language? Nischayv nechasim. Nechayv nechasim. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. No, so each guy did not. So in halacha, we don't view it as a yerusha of 2.5. We view it as a yerusha of 1.25, and he had a business deal with his brother for 1.25.
But how did they get that 1.25?
Correct. How, but there's different. How is the concept of yerusha viewed in halacha? Yes, we would call it, he got it from his father, he yarshined it. But conceptually, when it was in this estate, it was called the yerusha, for sure. But the second they split it up, what is that considered? Is that considered also directly from the father, Yerusha? Or is that, and what I get now, this was always earmarked to be mine, Brera? Or do I say no? When we split up the estate, we're doing a business transaction. And I'm not yarshening it for my father now. I am doing a business transaction with my brother. I'm taking this half and he's taking that half. So we're not sure how to view it. We're not sure how to view it. No, I'm not skipping a step. There's an extra step. It goes to the estate. Do I say there's an estate stage and then there's the kid stage? Right. Or do I say there's no estate stage? The estate stage, that's no separate estate stage. It expands, it splits within the estate stage and never leaves the estate stage. That's Yerusha. Yerusha versus Lekuchos. That's the machlokas here. So we don't know, so we say half and half. So that's the machlokas here in the Mishnah. Again, even if the father dies after 30 days. So the Gemara does not like this. The Gemara says, 1 minute. Ihachi. We'll get back to Mulvak Suva Torah, Bezrem soon. Let's just finish the sentence. Ihachi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nischayvu Nechasim. Nischayv Gavra Mi Boile. Rabbi Yehuda, if the whole point is that he's only going to get a little bit, he shouldn't say Nischayvu Nechasim, which makes it sound like the Nechasim already had a lien on it, and you're going to have to give it all to the father, to the Kohen. Doesn't sound that way from this. He shouldn't say Nischayvu Gavra. This person has to give this part, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Otanya, and also we have a Beferish Brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'achin Shechilku, brothers that are splitting up an estate. Im Yesh Asara Zuz Lazeh V'Asara Zuz Lazeh, if there's 10 Zuz for each one. Rashi says, just for your information, 10 Zuz is 2.5 slime. So it's half. So if there's 2.5 slum for this one, and then for that one, chayavin. V'yim la'paturin. If there's 2.5 for each one, fine. If not, not. So maya asar ezuz lazeh, asar ezuz lazeh. What does that mean? What does for each one mean? So ilema bein di yerusha, bein di lekuchos. V'yafilu, it doesn't mean there's 2.5 for each one. That's the total. Bein yerusha or the part that's considered yerusha or lekuchos. V'chamesh v'afilu chatzi chamesh. And the halacha that he's telling you is that it's even less than five would work. So then ihachi amai arya asar afilu batzam yasar anami. If Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that even less than five there'll be a mitzvah, whatever you have, so why do you have to say 10 zuz, 2.5, even less than 10 each, whatever you have, you give that to the kohen. So Alep Shita, so it's obvious that Brisa means Asara Zuz di Yerusha Lazeh, Vasara Zuz di Yerusha Lazeh. They each have 2.5 on the Yerusha side. So altogether there's 5. That's why he gives that limit. Alma Chamish Velochati Chamish Virale. So you see Rabbi Yehuda holds 5. So you can't say Rabbah that the Machlokas of the Mishnah is about Chamish Afilochati Chamish because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that. So, Ella, third possibility, or at least within the second one. They're not arguing about that. But you know what? They could be arguing about any of the other 5 assumptions. Right? We said there are 5 different assumptions. They only argue about the last issue. No. They're arguing about one of the other issues on the list. About Milva, Ksuv Bishar, Ksuv Alpeh, or what each one is considered. Good. The Achron discuss whether our sugi is also related to the issue that has come up in the past. Maybe, not sure, the Ian Shear this week will either be about this or another topic I'll mention in a second. Chatzi Shear B'mitzvos. Chatzi Shear B'mitzvos. If I only have half a kezias of matzah, is there any reason to eat it? I only have half a kezias of matzah. I only know, you might be machal between these cases, I only know how to blow a shvarim. I can't blow a trua. Is there any reason to blow tkiyas and shvarims? So that's the sugya of this chatzi shir by Averos. That's Beferish in the Gemara in Yuma. But what about by mitzvahs? So what about this case? Does this impact? 2.5 slime, is that related to that sugya? So maybe that'll be the topic, or maybe another one which I'll mention in a second. But first, let's continue. Vigin Masik Seifa. Some have this whole discussion, not starting with Rabbi Meir's opinion, but Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Nischayvu na nechasim. Rabbi Yehuda says, the nechasim are chayiv. Demisa'av, emas. When did the father die? Ilayma demislachar shloshim. If he died after 30 days. Michad Rabbi Meir Savar. Master Rabbi Meir holds, ki chilka paturin. Hashtabdude le nechasai. Some say, what do you mean? After 30 days, the nechasim are meshubin. Ela betoch shloshim, it must be the father died within 30 days. Ki chilku amay mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda. So then if it was within 30 days, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say chayiv? Lezel agabe haiva litchei, begabe haiva litchei. Why can't each one push him off? It's the same shakla vitaria. We just started, the first step was just different. Rabbi Yirmiyah, so meres, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that he could still collected, because there must be so submission. Yosef and Shimon Shaibi are achas. The loga echad meim sadam echadero balchov govem imenu. Right, because he must hold that in the Yosef and Shimon case, and one of them bought a field from their friend, the balchov could be govet. Amalei, he says, ibid yidak basikna manta yidak hashakilna. If it's yours, I'm taking it from you. Vibachavak masikna mishtavdali mikami yidak. Right, and if it wasn't yours, then this field was already mishumit to me. I was the lokeach rishon, and Amarav Rav says back to that michti nechsoy de bar inish inan arvin bevakule kalishna kama. As we said earlier, the same shakla vataria would apply here. Period. Just one note: milva ksuva batorah is a great topic. What is called the milva ksuva batorah? So most is pretty clear, right? Pidyon haben is a milva ksuva batorah because I wouldn't have known this without the Torah. Milva, what about a loan? That lachor is not a milva ksuva batorah. Because if you borrow money, it's logical they have to pay back money. What's difficult, and maybe what we'll talk about, is nezek. Tosfos here, Tosfos in Kiddushin, Tosfos all over the place puts nezek as a milva ksuva batorah. That's a big problem. What if I damage you? Logically, I don't have to pay back. Oh, the Torah is mechadesh, you have to pay back. That's the bottom Tosfos right here. Dafka on Amud Aleph. Kugel pidyon haben, ve'erichin v'nezikin. Nezikin. So maybe the Ian Shir this week will be the Isser of Hezek. The Isser of Hezek, which relates to the Milvak Suva Batara discussion. So maybe we'll do that, one of the two. Either Chati Shir B'mitzvahs or the Isser of Nezek. Fine. But either way, let's just do a little bit of this Mishnah. The Mishnah now is the same Yisod, but he says it in 10 different ways. We'll do part of this. Shtei Nashim Shelo Bichru V'Yolo Shei Zacharim. A man has two wives. And they both have never had a firstborn before, and they had two babies, and they got mixed up. So don't say, you slime a coin. You have to give 10 slime, because they're both bechar. It doesn't matter. You don't have to know which one is which. B'yachayev to mace echad mehan b'tosh shloshim yom. If one dies before within 30 days, im l'koin echad nasan. If you gave both to the one coin, yachsul l'cham b'shlam. He has to give back five, right? Because he has two. V'im l'shnei koanim nasan inu yocholotzi miyadam. If you give the two different kohanim, tough luck. Each kohen could say, you gave me the pidyon for the one that's still alive. And therefore, tough luck. Zachar nekeva, oz shchini zachar nekeva. Sorry? Lechachili wouldn't have to give any, correct, if one of them died. Zachar nekeva, shchini zachar nekeva, if he had a male and a female, or two males and a female, so then there's for sure one bechar there. So no saying, chamish lam the kohen. You got to give five. Shtei nekevas v'zachar, oz shchini zachar v'shtei nekevas. Ain't kan l'koin klum, because it's possible that he never had a bechar. Could be the girl came out first to both of his wives. Good. Achas bechav achas shalo bechra. What if he has one wife that never had a firstborn, and one wife that did? V'yol d'shnei zacharim. Then you know, no sechah mishlam l'koin. Then you got to give one, because the wife that didn't have a firstborn yet just had one. Mazel tov. Meis echad mehem b'tosh lo shem yom. If one of them dies, ha'af pater, the avis pater. Because it could be the one that's a bechor died. Meis ha'av habanim kayamim. If the father died and the children are alive, and again, they're both suffik bechor. Rabbi Meir, one of them is vat, one of them is a bechor. Rabbi Meir omer, im nasnu ad shelo chilku, nasnu. V'im la peturin. If they gave it, they gave it. If not, not. Rabbi Yehuda omer nischayvu nechasim. Similar to what we said before. No, the chasim already mshubit, even if they were already split up. Zachar nekeva, ain't kan l'koin klum. Zachar nekeva, no chiyav, because it could be the one that never had a firstborn, had the girl. And therefore there's no chiyav. Shtei nashim, should we stop here? You don't want people running to shul. So we'll stop here by Shtei Nashim. We'll continue in the last case, Beis Hashem, tomorrow. And we will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Bad Yenani Jacobs, Lili Nishmas, Dr. Chuck Feldman. The Neshama should have an Aliyah.